Welcome to WCRI's Kids Hour. Whether you're a child, teen, young adult, or just young at heart, we hope to show you a world filled with music and the arts. It's all around us. It's in your favorite cartoons, TV shows, movies,
inconceivable,
video games, musicals, theme parks, and so much more. It's everywhere. During this show, we'll explore the many ways music and the arts are a part of everyday life, and maybe even get a visit from a special guest from time to time.
You don't say!
So, come along with us as we learn and have fun, but most of all, we'll enjoy lots and lots of wonderful music. WCRI's Kids Hour is brought to you by Newport Classical. Newport Classical has brought memorable concerts and inspired programs to some of the most beautiful venues in Newport and the surrounding area. For more information on Newport Classical or to donate, please visit newportclassical.org. Oh, we better go. I hear the orchestra getting ready for today's show.
Hello, kids, parents, young adults, and young at heart. My name is Jamie, and we are back once again with another WCRI Kids Hour. I am here with my co-host, Director of Artistic Planning and Engagement of Newport Classical, Trevor Neal. How are you today, Trevor?
I'm doing quite well. Thanks for asking. Before we kick things off, let's thank our sponsors. None of what we do here is possible without the generous support from the Carter Family Charitable Trust, the EJMP Fund for Philanthropy, the Grubin Foundation, and other generous supporters just like you. Thanks.
Well, the concert hall doors are closed and the orchestra is ready. So let's start the show. Trevor, what do we have in store for everyone today?
Jamie, today we will hear what Mozart called comedy with music. His opera, known by its English title as The Impresario, was written as his entry into a musical composition which was given a private performance hosted on February 7, 1786 by Joseph II at the Schönbrunn Palace in Vienna. This competition pitted a German Singspiel presented at one end of the room and an Italian opera by Salieri, titled First the Music, Then the Words, at the other end of the room. The premiere was followed by the first of three public performances given 4 days later at the Kärntner Theater in Vienna.
So the movie Amadeus was right? Salieri really did compete with Mozart?
Well, yes, but Salieri was more impressed by the musical genius that came out of Mozart's compositions.
Great. So what is the Impresario about?
Okay, I'm gonna give you the short version. Frank, the Impresario, along with the buffo singer Buff, auditions two actresses to be part of his new theatrical company. While both are hired, they then argue over who will get the prima donna role and who will be paid the most. To illustrate their strengths, each sings a striking aria to back her claim. An agreement is reached when the tenor, Volkshang, intervenes in the hilarious trio, and compromise is agreed, to which each receives large salaries and star billing. The work ends with a wonderful quartet. Every artist strives for glory. Jamie, you're in for a treat. This is Mozart's comic opera, The Impresario.
Thank you. 10,000 crowns, to be precise. Of course, Madam realizes Mrs. Scruple's ended this some time since you have heard her, and she is prepared to audition for you. Shall I fetch her?
What Mrs. Scruple's meaning, Mr. Angel, is that this room is hardly suitable acoustically for an artist of Madam Golden's exceptional vocal power. However, if I would overlook this inconvenience, Mr. Scruple's will be happy to hear her and to renew a precious friendship.
Are you insane? I've never accepted money from a singer in my life, and I don't intend to start now.
Mr. Scruples, please do not be angry. 10,000 crowns is a fortune.
But my principles, my ideals, my reputation. Let me go to my farm before she arrives.
You will only surmise us throughout this phase.
You must not hold that against our dear friend Scruples. He has been incredibly busy arranging all the details of a brilliant season.
Well, what Mr. Scruples means, madam, is that he has been on the point of paying you a visit 100 times. Why, only yesterday he was wondering if it might not be possible to induce you to lend luster to our season.
I'm sure he was. We've always been such friends. But who, may I ask, are you?
And may I present my assistant and colleague, Mr. Bluff, madam.
Your assistant and colleague, how nice. Such an intelligent expression.
Oh, thank you, madam.
Now, my dear director, I will sing for you. I want you to hear how my voice has developed in the upper register without losing one of those dark, lustrous, pear-shaped tones for which my lower range is so famous.
Forgive me, dear madam, but I could never allow a singer of your reputation to audition.
Nonsense! Are we not all professionals? I insist.
Oh,
500 crowns per week? I wouldn't pay 500 crowns even for a great castrato.
What Mr. Scoopers means, madam, is that he can hardly bear to think of money in connection with such art as yours.
My dear director, the delicacy of your sentiments more than makes up for the modesty of your offer. I shall be happy to appear as prima donna assoluta of your distinguished company. You are a shrewd bargainer.
Yes, of course, my dear. Now, if you will just wait for me in your carriage, I shall quickly draw up the terms of your contract with Mr. Scruple.
Oh, yes, madam. Artists should not be bothered by dull business details.
But what is there to discuss?
These gentlemen are quite right, Mr. Scruple. I find business discussions too solid for words. I hope it won't be too long. So I shall just say, Dos Vidania!
My dear director, what a difference this is going to make in my life!
Yes, and in mine.
You have been so helpful that I am emboldened to ask yet another favor.
Oh, Mr. Agent, Mr. Scruples is only too anxious to be of service. Finish, speak quite freely.
Thank you. I shall.
I have another protege.
A very young lady who has not yet appeared on the stage. Miss Silverpeel possesses the most remarkable aptitudes.
You mean to say that you're associating with two singers at the same time? I should think one would be enough.
Oh, Mr. Scruples, Mr. Angel is a true patron of the arts.
Let us just put it this way. I'm as fascinated by Madame Goldenfield's past as I am Miss Silverview's future.
And they both have a distinct bearing on my present. Why don't you just build a theater of your own?
What Mr. Scruples mean, Mr. Angel, is that expenses have a way of leaping right over the moon when an impresario has to
pay. Mr. Bluff, just what is your function in this company? You'd rather sound to me like a prompter. Forgive me, you must allow my little joke. Of course, he is quite right. The same holds true in my relations with the two ladies. I understand this so entirely that I am prepared to advance a further 15,000 crowns.
Advance, Mr. Agent. Oh.
I mean, donate. Whatever could I be thinking of?
Do you mean to say that you are willing to pay 25,000 crowns to guarantee the engagements of these two ladies?
Precisely. And you may keep any profits.
But surely there must be some other conditions attached to such a princely offer.
My dear fellow, you have me all wrong. I only want to help. I believe the people are entitled to opera, and it is up to persons like myself to see that they get it.
Hey, you see, Mr. Scruples.
Of course, I shall expect a rather modest voice in the general policy of the theater.
There you see, Mr. Bluff.
I have always wanted to be an impresario, and I think you will find I have splendid ideas about staging, casting, conducting, ticket sales, promotion.
I would never have guessed it, Mr. Angel. You certainly know more than I do.
Oh, I wouldn't say that, my dear director. But to get back to Miss Silverkill, she is waiting downstairs in her carriage. And
she's sitting with Madame Goldentrill? Congratulations, my boy. You are either a Turk or else a born impresario. Certainly give us all lessons.
Of course not. Don't be silly, my dear boy. They each have their own carriage and their own everything else besides. That's why I was so quick to grasp the point about the double expense. We'll be right back.
Well, Mr. Scruples, you must admit our prospects look considerably brighter. We not only have 25,000 crowns, but let him over that paper.
It only serves to make my farm seem more attractive.
This place is looking less and less like an opera house, and more like a...
Oh!
must be something else.
I know my work, and I refuse to be cheated by unscrupulous ignorant women. If you want me in your company, you'll have to give me all the comedy fees and 750 crowns a week and a backstage man.
In that case, let me suggest you just go.
What Mr. Scruples means, my dear.
Amateur has no experience, no technique.
innocent. Now all we need to do is sign the contract. Dear director, what do you say to my influence?
I must admit, they get a certain type of resolve. But before we sign any contracts, I wish to make an announcement. I am resigning as impresario of this or any other opera company.
You're joking.
Not at all. I am retiring to my farm in the country, where I shall produce nothing but a series of tranquil pastorals.
No.
I hereby appoint my colleague, Mr. Bluff, as my successor.
I'm deeply grateful for your confidence. My first act as impresario is to engage myself as leading buffo baritone for the new season. My last act is to appoint Mr. Angel, the next impresario, effective immediately.
I knew my confidence in you was not mistaken. Bravo. My friends, I wish you a very good day. And I wish you all the success you so richly deserve. Ciao.
From this moment on, I shall tolerate no infractions of the most business-like discipline. No one ever took Mr. Struble's repeated threats of retirement seriously. But let me point out that should I retire, my backing will also accompany me. And just where will you be then?
Mr. General Director, please let me be the first to assure you of my wholehearted cooperation. I shall be content with whatever roles you choose to assign to me, and I feel confident that you will find my managerial advice invaluable.
Mr. Angel, I'm me with Mr. Bluff. I'm quite prepared to undertake such lesser roles as my experience may dictate, with top billing, of course.
I assume no one would dream of asking me to sing minor roles. However, I am perfectly willing to limit myself to two farewell appearances this year.
It is truly amazing how putting art on a business-like basis can harmonize even the most discordant conflicts.
Let us toast the indispensable man, the impresario, whoever he may be.
Past,
present,
and future,
the impresario.
Oh.
Oh my goodness. Even in 2022, this is slap your knee hilarious.
I'm so glad you enjoyed it, Jamie, and I hope all of you at home enjoyed it too. And before we say goodbye, I want to give another big thank you to our sponsors, the Carter Family Charitable Trust, the EJMP, Fund for Philanthropy, the Grubin Foundation, and of course, all of you lovely people listening right at home. It's always great to be with you, Jamie.
Great to be with you too, Trevor. Well, that's it for another episode of WCRI's Kids Hour. Make sure you support and enjoy the music and the arts wherever and whenever you can. We'll see you next time, everyone.
Wow, that was so fun. I wonder what we'll listen to on the next show. Thank you for listening to WCRI's Kids Hour, and we'll see you again real soon. WCRI's Kids Hour is brought to you by Newport Classical. Newport Classical has brought memorable concerts and inspired programs to some of the most beautiful venues in Newport and the surrounding area. For more information on Newport Classical or to donate, please visit newportclassical.org. Gotta run! The concert hall doors are about to close. See you later!